I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is time to break out the fishing gear and start wetting lines in West Virginia. Already, trout fishermen are enjoying the dawn of spring, but river and lake anglers can find some good early action as well. I'll tell you a little more about it when we come back.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth, but did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
DNR biologist Frank Jernasek recommends if you're wanting to find some early season action, it's hard to beat the walleye spawn in West Virginia waters.
The walleyes are just starting to spawn. They do this when the water temperature starts around the 42 degrees and goes through 48 degrees or so. So we're just starting the walleye spawning period. Some year it's a week or two earlier, but I'd say we're just starting now. The females are the larger larger than the males. They move into the shallow water to spawn at night, usually after midnight. The males will be in there most all of the time right now. They are smaller fish. But this is when they are concentrated. They will concentrate in tail waters, somewhat in our lakes. They are all over the lakes. But again, the key is that they move into shallow water at night to spawn.
As Frank said, West Virginia has a healthy population of these strong-fighting game fish in a number of our waters, and he tells us if you're wanting to up your odds, be there when the sun goes down.
I don't think you would stay in one place. You know, I read about bank fishermen in terms of on our lakes. What you should do is just maybe be walking the bank at night casting large Rapalas. That's kind of the traditional way to fish for these fish during the spawning season. And again, the key is at night. Walleyes are crepuscular, which means they are active at dawn and dusk. And their eyes are not made to be in bright light. So they tend to come in right around dusk to feed and to start their spawning activity.
And you'll find good populations of walleyes on our navigable rivers as well, especially if you're right at the Lochan Dam.
See, the dam is a barrier to upstream movement. And these fish have a tendency to kind of move upstream. They may not spawn in the tailwaters. They may spawn, and we don't really know where they're spawning on these rivers. We've never been able to really identify that, but probably within a mile or two of the dams. But they're always moving up to the tailwater and because of the currents, and then the dam is an obstruction to their movement, so they tend to be concentrated.
And in those areas, your possibilities of catching fish increase.
When you're talking on our larger rivers, you're also talking sauger, because you know they're the first cousin to the walleye, smaller, but they're there in real high numbers, particularly this year on the Ohio River, really high numbers.
And the DNR has recently been stocking unique strains of walleye in the New River with tremendous success. That native of the waterway is showing overwhelmingly rapid growth rates in a short period of time. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.